Blog Talk Radio.
AKA TDI Music, and I'm here to tell you the turn up is over. It's Monday. Let's get inspirational. Let's get motivational. With my homegirl, Emma E2K. Motivational Mondays, baby. Let's do it.
hear me talk like this. But I got a little game that I want to play. Are you ready? When I think about you, I think about giving myself to you. Cause you know I want you, babe. And I would do anything. And I know you're thinking the same thing, babe.
So come and get it.
Come and get it.
I'm so excited.
I can't have my feelings get it. I want them till we start over and finish. Tonight it's all about my baby. I'm leaning for you, get me high. I can't stop you, feel me right.
Take the door, bed or floor. I just want more. I can't get enough of you. What I got in store, it's all of yours. I just want more. I can't get enough of you. Close the door, bed or floor. I want more. I can't get enough of you. What I got in store.
About the way that we make love, the way that you make me sweat, make me want a cigarette, and I ain't no smoking chick, but you got me wanting it, so don't stop.
Yeah, you're making me high, oh, I'm feeling right there.
Yeah.
We're talking and
turning,
so keep it right there.
Yeah. My adrenaline is pumping right, stomach muscles getting tight, skin so wet, my fingers slide. I'm gonna take you to a place you ain't never been. Handle my business, babe. Make sure you handle me too.
Stop.
Monday morning, motivational Mondays with your sexy host and your positive host, all in the same body. Emma E2K. Good morning, good morning, good morning, man. Motivational Mondays. This is our last Monday of the year. Woo! Ready to celebrate, ready to make New Year's resolution, ready to start anew. You know, you all know that I love Monday because it's a new start to the week. It's like a beginning. So I'm super excited for New Year's because it's a whole total new year to plan, to enjoy, to see all the blessings that I was able to obtain this year that passed. I'm excited to know of all the blessings that are coming in, you know, in 2016 as I'm preparing already, as I'm already beginning to feel little trinkets of, you know, of those beautiful blessings that I know, you know, are coming my way. Yes, I'm excited. Double blessed today, for sure. You know, I'm just excited, and I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad that I'm able to end this year on a good note, although I'm a little under the weather. You may hear it in my voice, and I may cough a lot today, and, you know, and I rebuke that, but it's just, you know, under the weather a little bit. This weather, you know, doing Christmas on the 80-degree weather sometimes, it's still a little shocking to me. I'm not totally wrapped around that whole entire idea, you know. But it's all good, you know. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. And you have to, you know, take the blessings on the way that they are given to you. You know, we can't tailor them like, okay, I want the blessing to be like this, but a little less than that. No, that's not, you know, the way blessings work. They work how they work, you know, and we just should be honored and blessed by them, period. There's so many people that I want to shout out that were very significant to me this year. But I will be ending the show and still thanking people. All those that I've come in contact with this year, that we've done things together, that we've shared moments, that at one point or another I was able to be vulnerable with you or you with me. I just want to say that thank you. Thank you for being part of my village. Thank you for being part of my life. I appreciate you. I want to continue to have you there, you know, in my corner, in my world, in my space. And I just want to thank you, you know, the listening audience, the ones that constantly call in, the ones that continue to call in when I had took a break last year off radio and, you know, for personal reasons. But you made me feel like I actually made a difference, you know, doing the show. And I thank you for that, because at that point in time, I needed that, you know. So I thank you very much for giving me that feeling of accomplishment, knowing that I accomplished those things, being on the air. You guys took your time from wherever you was at, from work or, you know, off of work. You know, you guys took your time to call in and share moments. You guys just or listen to the music, whatever it was. You still supported by tuning in, by listening, by calling. So, you know, I appreciate you wholeheartedly. Those that are listening now, those that will listen later on in this show, because the show is archived, so you can be able to hear, you can be able to go back the whole year and listen to everything that I've done from January on. That's cool, right? That's super cool. Again, I thank you, though. I thank you for the support. I thank you for tuning in, for listening. You know, you don't have to, but you still do. And that's what keeps me going. That's definitely what keeps me here. Not only playing music, but sharing, you know, part of my life, sharing what I know. They say you learn and then you teach. So I can't hold on to whatever I've learned and not share it. That just wouldn't be proper. I just couldn't do that. Happy New Year's, everybody. I don't know if you've already planned. I don't know if you guys already planned, you know, your New Year's resolution. Everybody's always with a New Year's resolution. I don't really believe too much, and that's my belief. You know, everybody's different. I don't really believe too much in having to wait till New Year to make a resolution about what you want to do in your life. I think it begins whenever the thought arrives in your head. It's like, okay, maybe I need to start anew. Maybe I need to do things different. Maybe I need to, you know, whatever it is. But I don't think that it begins necessarily on New Year's Eve, or it shouldn't. You know, you want to stop smoking? Then today, stop it. Why you have to wait till New Year's? You know, you want to start a new career or whatever? Do that today. Why wait for New Year's? You know, I'm just saying, you know, don't waste time out of your life to want to start something that you can be able to start today. So it all begins with a thought. You have the thought to start something, then do it. You know, then do it. I'm grateful for my sis, Lushy Lush, that has honored me with this platform to be able to reach out to the masses, you know, on internet radio. I'm blessed to have such queen sisters, you know, that circle me, that empower me, that motivate me, so then I can turn around and empower, motivate others. And that is the beauty of the sisterhood. So shout out to Lushy Lush. Shout out to the CEO of LushRadioOnline.com. That's also a sister of mine. That's a boss in her own right. Shout out to her. Big queen salute to you, sis. I thank you. I'm honored to be able to rock out in this station. Thank you for giving me this platform to be able to do so, to be the voice of the people, because you've made it very, very abundantly clear that LushRadioLine.com is the voice of the people. We are the voice of the people. And, you know, with what I do personally and what I do professionally, to be able to have this platform to come here and continue to do it is a blessing in itself. Not everybody gets this opportunity, and I'm aware of that. So, again, thank you, my sis. I appreciate you. I love you. Have a great, great ending of 2015, and a lot love and abundance in 2016. I'm going into my phone lines again. If you don't want to speak and you just want to hear my voice for the last show of 2015, that's all cool. You can do that, even though I'm a little scratchy, like I said, and I'm feeling a little under the weather, but the show must go on, right? You don't have to talk. I'll keep you on hold. But if you do, when I open up your lines, that would be, you know, your time to be able to speak and say what you need to say, or don't say nothing at all and just continue to listen. Okay, 917. Good morning, 917. Y'all with Emma E2K. Peace. 917. 1, 2, 3. Okay, you're back on hold. Don't hang up. No need to hang up. Please, people, don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. If you don't want to speak, it's cool. I'm never going to force that. But you don't have to hang up. I just continue to put you on hold. 347. 347-387.
Good morning, my queen.
Good morning, queen.
How are you, darling?
Feeling a little under the weather, but the show must go on, you know? How can I not do the last show of the year?
You better believe it. I'm over here walking cold. It's 39 degrees today in New York. It's like, oh, we had such a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You guys were enjoying, like, 80 degree weather.
I know, I know. Yeah, now winter says, let's go. It's time. It's really cold today.
That's what I'd be afraid of, that hot and cold is what gets you sick.
Yes, it does. But, you know, even if it was, even when it was very, very warm, I was having my scarf, my sweater, because you never know. And there was people with shorts, and that's on them, not me. I'm not getting sick.
Know. I was looking through my Facebook feed, and I was like, wow, you guys from up north are going to pay for that. What are you doing?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But, you know, out here in the grind.
Yes, so what are your, do you have any New Year's resolutions, or what's going on with you?
My New Year's resolution, you know, I would say to lose weight, but let's be realistic. I'm not. I love to eat, but I'm going to try to eat healthier.
Why can't you do both? Why can't you do both? Why can't you lose a little weight and while you're still eating? Why can't you do both?
It's hard, man. I love food and I love to eat at certain hours. I have to because on TV now, with this TV show, I look very bigger than what I, you know, am. So for the camera, shit. But,
more to love.
I don't know.
More to love. That's just more to love. I mean, what's wrong with that?
But I do. But I want to lose weight for me. I've been trying, but I've really been doing it in a and I fall.
That's
so
that's different. If you want to do it for you, it's different. But don't do it because of what other people might say or how they view you and all that. Because no, honey.
No. It's just that when I see myself in camera, I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like it, so I want to do it for me, but I like food, man. So my New Year's resolution is just going to do more for others. Continue to give.
Awesome. There's nothing wrong with that.
How about yours? What are yours?
Mine, see, I don't do the New Year's resolution because I already, like, let's say today I decide I want to go to the gym and lose weight. I'm going to do it today. I'm not going to wait till New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. So I'm that type. Like, listen, I want to start something new, a new company. I'm doing it today. I'm not waiting till the beginning of the year or my birthday. I'm doing it when the thought arrives in my head, that's when I do things. So I don't really do the resolution, you know, because I don't start myself January. I start it when I need to be, you know, when it needs to begin. So I'm a little different when it.
Okay. But I don't know why you're breaking up so much.
Cool to see the people, like, post, okay, I'm not going to smoke no more. I'm going to wait till the 31st. And then you see them January 12th, like, oh, my God, just had a cigarette. And you're like, what?
You know what it is? That's why I said my resolution is going to be continue to give because that's what I've been doing. I think that when you say yourself, I'm going to start it on Monday, let's just say on Monday I'm going to start a diet or I'm going to start a diet on New Year's, you're not going to succeed. If you really want to do it, you got to do it right there and there. So that's why I say I'll be realistic. I'm not going to lose the weight.
But that's my point. You see what you just said. Be more realistic is if you're going to do something, do it right then and there. Like, you don't have to wait till Monday, Tuesday, Friday, it rained, it snowed. Do it right then and there. The thought arrives to your head, then do it. You have the thought to do something, then you do it. That's how it works for me. That's how I do it. And, everybody got to work it out. Some people, it works out, though. Some people say, oh, from this point on, I'm not going to do this. But it's all how much determined you are to whatever it is that you're giving up or you're beginning, you know, how determined you are for that. So that's really where it counts. Sis, I'm going to put you on hold. I got other phone call. I mean, I got other callers trying to get in at the last show of the year.
That's right, baby.
But hang with
wishing
me.
You, I want to wish you many, many more good things. You are a queen. I'm listening to all the advices that you have given me, and this year is going to come stronger than ever. And thanks. Salute to you, my sister. Keep empowering others.
Thank you so much, Queen. Salute to you. And you continue what you've been doing, you and La Nena out there in the Bronx, New York, making a difference, creating impact with CNN Project. I'm so, so over the top proud of you guys. And, you know, it's just going to be more things and bigger things in 2016. So shout out to La Nena. Shout out to you. And Queen, salute to you, ladies. Please continue to do what you're doing. Giving back to your communities. It's, you know, every time I see it, I'm just, my heart just, it just gets bigger and bigger. So, you know, just thank you. Thank you for those that have not said thank you to you or won't. I'm thanking you for them. You know, please continue.
Amen.
I know it's a fight, but keep on the fight. I know you guys can do it. I appreciate y'all, though.
I appreciate you too, Mommy.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
New Year, sis. Peace. I'm going into my phone lines. Again, when I say, you know, when I call your number, the beginning of the numbers, if you want to speak, that is your moment to speak. I will open up your lines. If you don't hang up. We'll just continue, you know, to listen to the show. 646. Excuse me. 646. Good morning, y'all. We're MAE2K. Peace. 646-218. 646-218. Okay, no problem. You're on hold. 917-702. Good morning, y'all. We're MA2K, please. No problem. You continue to listen as well. I love it. It's okay. It's all good. You just want to listen to the show. It's all good. I'm going another line. 917-659. Good morning, y'all. We're MA2K, please.
Coño, ustedes hablan con cojones, ¿oíste?
Good morning.
My God, you gotta cut it off, yo.
No, it's a talk show. Good morning, Whippa Man.
Diablo, man.
Even towards the end, you're still complaining? Oh, my gosh.
You already know, baby. I go down with the ship.
Good morning. What's up, my brother?
Good morning. What's going on? How's everything?
Calling even if it's the last show of the year. I appreciate you.
Yeah, you know, I finally woke up in time. That's my New Year's resolution, to get up.
So what's up with you? Talk to me about what you're doing, your plans, your resolution, what's going on?
Well, you know, I really don't believe too much in resolutions. I just think, you know, I think you handle them whenever you feel like handling them and whenever you're ready. Like 2 years ago, I stopped smoking cigarettes. I smoked over 25 plus years, and I stopped in November 2 years ago, so I passed to the 2-year mark, and I don't think I ever will smoke another cigarette in my life. So, you know, that's just because I wanted to stop. It had nothing to do with a New Year's resolution. But if it works for you, it works for you. You know, everybody's different. I'm more of a I plan out my 2016 of the things that you want to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the things that you want to focus on and get them accomplished. You know, that's that works better for me, you know.
So in 2015, did you accomplish what you set out to do in 2015?
I did. I there's one thing I didn't accomplish, so I'm really pushing it for 2016, and that is the launch of the official Puerto Rican Flags Up website. So, you know, sometimes you get caught up with trying to perfect everything and thinking a little bit bigger than what you know want to, or what you can't handle, and then you just catch yourself stagnant, you know, and that could be your own worst enemy. So I had to come to terms with that and just, you know, downsize and focus on just, you know, getting a site done and just working it from there, because there's going to be a lot of things you're going to learn on the fly anyway, you know. And this is something that we really need to do. It's overdue already, and a lot of people waiting for it, you know.
Yes, especially when you're upkeeping and teaching about the culture, the Latin culture. And
yes,
it's very important, because a lot of people have lost touch with their culture. They think it's just coquitos on Christmas and pasteles on, you know,
mm-hmm.
on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm listening. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying that it's more than that. You know, people just think right away it's, oh, okay, because I'm drinking coquito and I'm eating pasteles. You know your culture, but no, it's so much more to the culture. And these younger people now, you know, when I say younger people, I mean like 25 and younger, don't really know their culture, their Latin culture, you know. And I think it's very important that we keep the culture, and that's what you do. Like, that's
yeah.
your number one thing, is to teach the culture. And
yeah, they don't. A lot of them don't know the culture, and it's because it's a real, it's a real plan to have it that way. You know, remember the divide and conquer plan is every day it's in effect. It's up to us, the ones that have found and researched and know their history and know their education and know their culture, to pass it down to our children, because it's our responsibility, because no one else is going to do it. You know, Puerto Rico's in limbo, and most of Puerto Ricans are in limbo, and that's not by mistake. That's by design. It's to keep you divided. Everybody's talking about statehood, everybody's talking about independence. And most of the people don't even know the struggle of what the island has been through. And if you do know the struggle, then you could only come to a conclusion, if you really know what's going on, that Puerto Rico needs to be an independent country. It's not because, oh, you want to be a follower of the independence movement. It's just the natural right of a country to be free. We've been under colonial rule, which is, you know, which is what really it is. They want to disguise it as Commonwealth, but it's really not a Commonwealth. It's a colony. So what happens is Puerto Rico has been sucked the life out of with all their resources. We pay about $74 billion to the United States, and we only get back $4 billion in relief aid. It's just the math doesn't add up. You know, they just pimping us with all these port fees. All the landowners, they don't want to cultivate their land no more, because it's just, they're not going to make money. They can't. When they export, the taxes are so high, they you know, there's no money to be made, you know. So it has stopped or everything, you know. You can't buy a banana from Puerto Rico. You can't buy a mango from Puerto Rico, and that's ridiculous, you know.
I remember back in the days, I want to say 20 years ago, that I used to go visit my grandmother, and you know, the mangoes and the platanos and all that were just like for the taking, you know. There was this bear, and then you can pick it, the ciruela that was grown right from the tree. My grandmother had a bunch of ciruela trees in the back and aguacate and all that, and it was like, send me out to get recaitos and all that was that's grown right there, where you can pick it up. And I remember then coming back to New York, like, wow, they don't do that here over there in Puerto Rico. And now you really don't see that when you go over there much. It's like rare.
You do. The thing is when it comes to the, like, the farming part, you know, people have their houses with their own personal stuff, and yellow mango, they fall on the streets. There's so many. But because Puerto Rico, like, this is the one thing a lot of people don't realize. Puerto Rico has a rich, rich soil. It's in the perfect climate, in a perfect area where the soil is very fertile, and it gives the land could feed the people. It could. But the thing that's happening is, if you know, when a farmer back in the days would make, you know, he would profit from his farming and exporting and all that, he won't be able to survive no more. Not with the way the taxes are built. It's just not it's just not profitable. So people give up. You know what I mean? People give up, and that's something that has to change. I say right now, whoever's Puerto Rican and listening, it is your duty. It is your responsibility. It is your duty as a Puerto Rican blood. If it's in your blood, it's your duty to save up some money and buy a piece of land in Puerto Rico, whether you're going to do something with it or not. You buy a piece of land, and we try to buy our land back. That's one of the biggest keys that we need to do.
So let me ask you something. On the website this year, what is the website going to call? Puerto Rican Flags Up? What is the website?
It's going to be called PR Flags Up.
PR Flags Up. So anybody that wants to know more about the culture can just go to the website, and that information will be posted up there.
Yeah, we're going to have information like current events. We're going to have everything pertaining to the stuff that's very important to our people. Of course, we're going to have fun, too, because this is the thing. You know, we're very festive people. We like to have fun. You know, that's the Taino blood in us. We're very welcoming. We like to host people. We like to, when you come to our house, como está, whatever, you got the cafecito. This comes from our Taino blood. This is what the Europeans took advantage of when they went to Puerto Rico. They thought we were savages, you know, because we were so nice and you know, welcoming, and then they just started slaughtering everybody and taking all the resources in Puerto Rico. So, you know, this is who we are. We can't just deny that. We can't just say, all right, we're just going to be strictly about business and about the issues. No, we like to have fun, too.
So whoever's listening, keep up with the culture, doesn't know the first thing about it and still wants to know the culture, whether you're Puerto Rican or Latino or not, you know, there's nothing wrong with learning other cultures. You can make sure you how can they follow you right now until the website is up?
Well, we got one of the biggest Facebook groups called Puerto Rican Flags Up. You just got to search up in Facebook, Puerto Rican Flags Up, and you see it, and then you ask to join, and you come in. There's like 43,000 members. We're going on 44 now. And every day you'll see something being posted. We have a little bit of fun, but we also deal with a lot of the issues, you know, like also like we're trying to get President Obama to pardon Oscar Lopez Rivera, and you know, he's been pardoned before by the Clinton administration, but he refused to be released if they didn't release his other comrades, which have been released since then, and he's the only one left over 30 something years, and that he's been in prison for seditious conspiracy, which is the same thing that Nelson Mandela was arrested for, which we all know is kind of like a fabricated thing where if you go against the United States government, they throw these charges on you. And he never killed nobody, never got arrested with a gun, never did anything like that. So there's issues like that that we're dealing with also.
Okay, so I'm going to put the link, whoever's following me, I'm going to put the link to the group. If you're interested in joining, that's your time to do so. D, I'm going to have to let you go. I have my phone lines are like Christmas, and I have to try to get everybody.
All right, baby. Love you. We'll talk.
Stay listening to the show.
The what?
Okay. I'm going to my next caller, 954. 954. Good morning, y'all. With M2K. 954-512. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, it's Mr. Stay Rich's son.
It's who? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Mr. Stay Rich's son.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Thank you for calling in. Shout it out. Shout out where you calling from.
We love E2K.
Shout out where you calling from, though. Represent your company.
Rich Generation Clothing.
There you go. Generation is on to the next generation, to the younger generation. I love it. Thank you. So you tuning in, you listening?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your
new year?
What do you want to do for the new year coming in?
I want to stay rich.
You want to stay rich?
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah, what up?
2K, what's up, Emma?
Yo, that is your son. they rich for real, man. Salute to you, man.
Oh, no question. You know we got to show love to the greatest show on earth.
I appreciate it. Team God, man. Team God is in the building.
Oh, yeah. You know how we do. That's, first of all, TG all day.
That's what's up. I appreciate you. So what is your New Year's resolution?
Oh, yeah. To try to empty myself out more and more so that God can fill me up.
Amen. Amen. That's what's up. I love it. I'm loving it. I'm going to keep you on hold. I'm going to go to the phone lines because my phone lines is looking like my Christmas tree right now.
All right. You enjoy your day. We just wanted to show some love because we love E2K. And, you know, it's the only place to get all the greatest information on E2K Magazine. We love you. Stay rich.
Yes. Thank you. That's what's up. Salute, man. Salute. I love it. I'm loving it. Okay, let me see. Who didn't I give a time to? 646, I think. Okay, 646. 646-228. Good morning, y'all. We're MA2KP.
What up, baby girl? It's your boy, Sid the Great, shouting out my love, my cousin, my one and only in the building. What's up, baby?
What is up? Yo, I seen your last, I don't know if it was your last one, the YouTube with the porno star, and you was crying, like, oh, my God, she's not going to be a porno no more. That was hilarious. That happened after, like, for an hour. I was like, yo, he is silly.
Yeah. That was a repost of the episode that we did a year ago. You know how Facebook does that this time of day or whatever it is. So that was a Facebook post from last year. We had a new one that we posted yesterday. Not yesterday, last week. And we actually have a top five of 2015 that'll be out most likely tomorrow.
That was so funny. That was done a year ago? Wow. How time.
Yeah. It was done a year ago. Some of y'all who don't know, I host a web series show, a viral video show with my boy Freddie B. You can find it on YouTube/Fred and Sid. We do top five off the news feeds. So come catch it. It's hilarious.
Yes, it is.
Freddie is actually going to be on a reality show starting January 8th on WeTV called Exile. Hilarious. Yeah, it's about couples who, you know, get back together on the island. You know, exes get back together on the island, see if they want to stay together. And then they throw, I guess, a single person in the mix to try to mix things up. Oh, uh-huh. It is. The preview is hilarious. He gets smacked on the commercial. It's hilarious.
I can imagine because he's one of those just like you that just his facial expression gets you laughing. Like, just the expression that he makes, you just die laughing. So I want to tune in definitely and check that out. I would definitely want to see that.
Definitely. I'm actually in Chicago, home base in New York, but I'm in Chicago right now, and it's starting to friggin' snow. This friggin', what is this? The friggin' climate change don't know what to do with itself right now.
Global warming. Listen, in the weekend up north, everybody was wearing shorts, and they had like 70-degree weather, and today, from one of my queen sisters told me, they're like 30s, and now they're back cold again. I'm like, this is the weather that gets, I'm scared of the weather like that, up and down. That's a very scary thing. I don't play with that, I'm out with that. I want to give a quick shout-out to Miss Ayana Gabriel. I see you, sis. Thank you for joining PR Flags Up. Shout-out to you and your family. Happy New Year's. I'm sorry that you had to hang up, but nevertheless, I'm acknowledging you. Okay, so Cudzo, so you said you did a new show?
Yeah. We'll be posting it probably tomorrow. And you can find it on YouTube/Fred and Sid. So we're doing a top five of 2015. So we're going to be talking about Bill Cosby. We're going to talk about Caitlyn Jenner. Holy crap, what else are we going to talk about? Charlie Sheen.
What?
We're just going to break it down, and then we're just going to roast. This is what we do. We roast whatever topics that we're disgusting. So that's going to be on there. Ted, hilarious episode.
I will be sharing the link for sure. So those that are following me, sure, pay attention. Go see the link. Go sign up on this YouTube. Oh, my God, they are hilarious. I'm not just saying because he's my cousin. I'm saying it because it's funny. It's really funny. And he be having to be laughing. Oh, my God. They just be too funny for themselves. I want to join one of these. When I'm out there, I want to do one of those with you. I want to just show up like the guy that roller skates and just comes through like, like I want to do
that. That quiz, yeah, definitely. We need that, actually. Yes. I was just having a conversation last night. We just need, we're doing the top five male profile fails. We got a featured girl coming in to do that, too. And we really do.
Hilarious. Yes. Oh, my God. Well, all the blessings to you, Cuzzo, in this coming year. You continue the success, continue your drive. I mean, I guess it's in the blood because, you know, we're just determined to win. Win, team, win. Win, win, win. All I want to do.
Hey, the hustle is strong in this one. So, hey, listen, follow it. You can follow YouTube/Fred and Sid. That is the top five viral show. I got a vlog that I got, YouTube/Sid Burgos, SIDBURGOS. You can follow that. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, Sid the Great, DA Great. That's how you follow me. Peace and love to everybody. Yeah. Happy holidays. Enjoy your new year.
Happy New Year, Cuzzo. Love you. Okay, I'm going to my other call, and then I think if I have time for music, because the phone calls are, what a blessing. Okay, 973. Good morning, y'all. We're MA2K. Peace. 973-968. Good morning.
Yo, what's up, sis? It's your bro, Leather. You heard me, Pat. It's Junzi on the check-in.
What's good? What's goody? Salute to you, man. Thanks for showing up.
Yeah, you know I always show you love, Ma. Definitely happy holidays to you and yours. Blessings to your fam and all that. You know what I mean?
Yes, definitely. Blessings to you as well. I see you have grinded all of 2015, though.
Yeah, heck yeah, every day. Every day till today to the last day, you know what I'm saying? We still going.
Yeah.
Grind, love my grind, nonstop grinding. We got goals to reach, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Jersey. Jersey's in the building. Listen, people think like they want stuff and they think, okay, let me grind for this week and next month I'm going to take off and then the next month I'm going to do something else. Tell them about the real grizzle.
Oh, nah. You know that grind is a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Because if you grind part-time, that's how your money's going to be part-time. You feel me? You grind for a lifetime, you'll be all right for a lifetime. You feel me?
So it's like, about it.
That, you know the saying, you know the saying, you get out what you put in, basically. You feel me? So you put in BS, you get back BS. You put in extra hard work, you get that extra pay. You know what I mean?
And that is the truth. That is definitely facts. So what is your resolution for 2016?
Man, you know, next step to reach the next plateau in life, man. Finally get this distribution deal. Bunch of stuff we got cooking, you know. I got this song out right now called She a Winner. It's like real short from 20,000 plays all by myself. So I'm about to take that to the next phase. It should be on the radio real soon. And all that. Okay. So we going, you know.
So how can people find that? Is the video? The video's out?
No, it's just a song right now. It's on SoundCloud. It's Lord, L-O-R-D, Lega, L-E-G-A, underscore, L-M-G.
Okay. Lega. So would you happen to have that on E2K Worldwide, the group? Because if you don't put that on there, everybody that tunes in is definitely on there so they can be able to be able to listen to it and then follow
definitely.
You on everything else too.
Definitely. I think I did post it up there, but it probably was a while ago. I reposted today just to update the link or whatever.
Sure. Make sure you post it again today. And what's your gram?
Yeah, my gram is the same thing, Lord Lega underscore LMG. That's basically everything, my Twitter, my gram, everything. So,
you know what? I like that. I always tell, like, the artists and people that are coming out, if you're going to have, like, you know, the gram and all, do one, you know, it, let it be one name. So, like that.
Of course, of course.
It's easy to find you. People want to be like, you know, Mac something here and then something over there. It's like, really? And you, how you expect me to follow you? You got like 15
names. That'll make sense because when you brand in one name. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like the same thing with your social media. Unless you're just a regular Joe trying to do nothing, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? But if you're trying to be a company, an establishment, an artist, a designer, something, you got to kind of keep the same name everywhere so people can find you. You know what I mean?
Got to stay consistent with that one name, yes, and it definitely works. And then at the end of the day, you can say, you can tell people like me and Lagos say, Google me, I'm Googleable, I'm Googleable.
I'm Googleable, yes, ma'am.
Man, shout out to all those that are on the gridiron, on the real, real grind. Shout out to Jersey, New York, I mean, everywhere that everybody's tuning in from. Shout out to all those places. Also want to give a plug-in for the IG. Oh, my God, wait. I'm going to have to go in back to you, Rich. Give me a second. I'll go back and let you shout out your IG. There's so many things that I want to say and do in this last, I think, 5 minutes. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lega, thank you for calling. I'm going to put you on hold. I got, like, 3 more calls. Let me try to get
it. Handle my happy holidays, happy New Year and all that.
Yes. To you too, happy New Year's. You know, 2016 is about to be big, but you know, I hit you up on the back end of that. Peace.
You already. Blessings.
All right. 718. Good morning, y'all. With Emma E2K. Peace. 718. Okay, no problem. Listen, guys, I'm telling you, you don't have to hang up. It's not. I'm not that scary, really. I'm like really a gentle soul. You know, I will continue to keep you on hold. I'm not going to force nobody to talk that don't want to. Okay, Rich, I'm going back. I'm going to open up your lines. Give your IG, Rich.
Yo, what's good, y'all? Just want to share my IG. It's Mr. Stay Rich on Instagram, and on Facebook is Rich Generation Clothing. This year is going to be great. Got a lot of good clothing coming out. Stay Rich.
Yes, for sure. The T-shirts that I have on the on the E2KMagazine.com are designed by Rich. Rich?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, and we also embroidery, T-shirts, and all that stuff.
Yes, so anybody that wants anything done out here in Florida, make sure you hit up Rich. I'll have his information up posted as well. Okay. Let me go. Okay. 917. Good morning, y'all. We're LA2K. 917-659. You're on LA2K. Okay. No problem. On hold. Okay. I'm going to take. Okay. It's the last 3 minutes of the show. Here we go. All right. So I just want to thank everybody for just supporting me this year. It's been a blessing. This is probably like, I don't even know how long I've been doing this already. Wow, I'm going on 6 years being on the radio. This wasn't even planned. I've always been in the background interviewing and writing and doing that type of stuff. And my sis, Lushy Lush, gave me the opportunity to be able to come on the radio, provided me this platform on lushradioline.com to be the voice of the people, you know. And it's been an honor and a privilege to be able to do so. So happy New Year's to everybody. I'm saying happy New Year's because this is the last show of 2015. 2015 has had its ups and downs, but I'm ending it on a high note. So, you know, do the countdown with me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And may you have blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings. I don't even know how to say it, but bye 2015. Hi 2016. No. Hello 2016. Hello.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
should.